Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Credit Bank of Moscow third quarter 2013 financial and business results conference call on Monday, 23rd of December 2013. Throughout today's recorded presentation, all participants will be in a listen-only mode. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. If any participant has difficulty hearing the presentation, please press the star followed by the zero on your telephone for operator assistance. I will now hand the conference over to Reinhard Starry. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm responsible for strategic and organizational development and investor relations here at Credit Bank of Moscow, and it's my pleasure to welcome you and to announce a very strong result for our nine-month period in 2013. With me are Vladimir Chuber, our Chief Executive Officer, and also Yelena Finashina, Director of International Business Division and in charge of Investor Relations, who joined us for the call, while our CFO, Eric de Beauchamp, is already on his well-deserved vacation. I would like to start with some introductory comments along with the first two slides on overview and key developments. While Yelena will continue with comments on the business overview, and Vladimir will discuss our financial performance. We are a 21-year-old private commercial bank with a strong presence in Moscow and Moscow region, which is by far the largest market in Russia. We provide a full range of banking services to corporate and retail customers. It is our strategic ambition to be regarded as a leading commercial bank in the region, with top-level capacities of international business support via trade finance operations. Key metrics for measuring our success are customer satisfaction and recognition of the bank as an important and trusted partner, a sound best-in-class performance ensuring commitment of the shareholders and investors, an excellent reputation in the market enabling successful operations and the implementation of our strategic plans. We demonstrated solid growth this year and strengthened our position among the top 20 banks in Russia, becoming already number 14 by the end of the third quarter in terms of assets, which was also noted by international rating agencies. We are happy to merit positive rating actions from Standard & Poor's and Fitch ratings in October and November respectively. The rationale for which outlined by the agencies was better than peers' asset quality, profitability and capitalization, together with the growing systemic importance of our bank. Let us now proceed further with the bank's key developments and financial highlights shown on slide number 5. Net profit grew notably as compared with the previous year and exceeded 5.5 billion rubles. It is worth pointing out that the share of the so-called risk-free income in total operating income, consisting of fees and commissions, increased significantly, which is a positive trend towards diversification of income sources, especially given general margins pressure in the Russian retail banking market. Our earnings growth enabled us to maintain high profitability ratios, a return on equity above 17%, return on assets above 2%, and a net interest margin of 5%. Total assets increased by almost 30% compared with the year-end 2012, primarily due to an expanded gross loan portfolio, with the growth making 45% for the nine-month period, outpacing the Russian banking sector average of 14%, according to CBR statistics. Meanwhile, we maintain a low level of non-performing loans, which is an indicator of our high-quality loan book. I should mention here that retail lending made a large contribution to such an unprecedented growth, which is in line with our strategic goals. As we outlined already earlier this year, our target for the year end is around 30% share of retail segment loans in our gross loan portfolio. Sizing up the development of retail segment, we successfully not only expanded on the asset side, but also on the liabilities side. Deposits by individuals still continue a large portion of our total customer accounts, demonstrating 20% growth in the nine-month period of 2013. According to Russian banks' ratings in terms of retail deposits, Credit Bank of Moscow holds now the 13th position, which makes us one of the systemically important banks in Russia. This year, Credit Bank of Moscow was an active player in debt capital markets, both domestic and international. As shown on the slide, there were several remarkable transactions in the first half of 2013. In addition, subsequently to the reporting date, the bank placed two domestic bond issues totaling 10 billion rubles. An important capital transaction was also accomplished in the third quarter of 2013. As already mentioned in our half-year earnings call, Credit Bank of Moscow placed its additional ordinary shares among its beneficial shareholders, which allowed the bank to strengthen the structure of its Tier 1 capital. Total volume of investments in the course of the additional share issue exceeded 7.5 billion rubles, partly composed of proceeds from subordinated loans conversion. Regular capital injections from the shareholders are a very positive sign for our existing as well as prospective investors, giving evidence that beneficial owners are fully supportive of our strategy and the course of the business. As I mentioned earlier, our credit ratings recently were upgraded by two international rating agencies. These rating actions are likely to have a positive influence on the bank's profile amongst investors and will support implementation of the bank's funding plans, including on the international capital markets. I would now like to hand over to Yelena Finashina, who will present our business developments. Over to you, Yelena.
Thank you, Reinhard. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I relish the chance to announce our strong results for the first 9 months of 2013, which we managed to achieve not only thanks to our team efforts and dedicated target-oriented approach, but also valued support of our partners and customers and appreciated competition from our peers, tirelessly driving us upward. Presenting the next couple of slides, I will make a few comments on our core businesses development. Slide 7 gives an overview of corporate banking business. It is still our core business in terms of the share in total assets and in total revenues, representing 72% of gross loan portfolio and 48% of total customer accounts as of September 30th. Nevertheless, as also mentioned before, in the midterm, we target a balanced composition of our loan book in terms of corporate and retail businesses. Corporate loan portfolio is well diversified by economic sectors, which is a good tool to mitigate credit risks in times of macroeconomic volatility. Our largest exposures are to such industries as electronics, appliances and computers, food and farm products, and residential and commercial construction and development. Term deposits prevail in the corporate customer accounts with the share of 81%, having increased from 70% as at the year end 2012. The number of our corporate customers is increasing, having reached over 27,000 by September 30th. The largest part of our corporate customers are retailers and commercial trade companies, represented in a majority of economic sectors. Having an excellent reputation in the market and being one of the largest, but also one of the fastest and most flexible Russian banks, we also serve top-tier strategically important customers, including large state-owned companies, which enables us to increase business volumes, diversify our loan exposures, and compete with state-owned and large private banks. Credit Bank of Moscow has a strong foothold in short-term lending, which ensures high turnover of credit resources and makes us more flexible in managing our businesses. One of our key strengths is the leading position in cash handling services in Moscow region, and in Russia as well, which allows us to to maintain a stable and expanding corporate franchise and to have a good insight into our borrowers' cash flows. Our cash handling franchise is also represented by large Russian banks, evidencing our excellent performance and leading positions in this segment. Let's now move to slide 8, which contains information on our retail banking. First of all, it's important to highlight our strategic focus on retail lending. Current share of this business is around 28%, targeted to grow up to 30% of total gross loans by the year end 2013, and over time to grow approximately to 50% of total gross loans. Target segments in retail lending for us are consumer loans, mortgage loans, and plastic cards, and we see significant potential for us to sustainably grow in these sectors, even being present only in Moscow and Moscow region. Retail deposits are steadily increasing, driven by reputational factors, as well as favorable interest rates offered to our clients. Retail deposits serve as a stable source of funding for us and form a significant part of our liabilities, with the increase by 19% reached from the year start. Our branch network comprises 60 offices and 19 operational cash desks in Moscow and the Moscow region. At the end of the third quarter this year, we had more than 700 ATMs and 4,700 payment terminals, the latter ones exceeding already 5,000 as of the current date. We continue to cooperate with top Russian banks, expanding our payment devices network. For example, we entered into a strategic cooperation with Alpha Bank on the integrated and combined use of our payment device network for our customers, which is in fact unique for the Russian market of financial services. We have an aspiration to be as close and convenient to the clients as possible. Therefore, our offices are open extended hours 7 days a week. We offer access to banking services via internet bank system and payment terminals 24 hours 7 days a week. Also, we aim at saving clients time by enabling wide product range access in one visit to a branch by a client. Now I would like to turn the floor over to Vladimir Chubar, who will comment on financial results of the bank for the reporting period. Vladimir?
Thank you, Lena. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. After this general overview of our business development, I would like to elaborate more on financial results of the bank in the first 9 months of this year. Let's turn to slide 10 and start our financial performance review from income and expenses dynamics. Operating income growth is outstripping expenses growth, shared by a significant increase in fee and commission income and largely expanded interest income. Net fee and commission income, which is the second largest driver for the operating income growth, showed 76% rise to 4.6 billion rubles. The major sources of fee and commission income are insurance contracts on retail loans, cash handling services, settlement operations, as well as commissions on issued guarantees and letters of credit. Insurance contracts processing fee, the key driver for significant rise of fee and commission income, have increased almost fourfold in comparison with the nine-month period of 2012, which can be explained by active penetration into retail business and which is to demonstrate further growth as the bank goes more into retail according to the strategy. Return on assets and return on equity are maintained at above the average levels versus aggregate banking sector, while net interest margin driven by increase in the volume of lending operations, especially retail ones, stands at a healthy level of 5%. The bank's operational efficiency is again at a high level and outpaces our key competitors, with the cost-to-income ratio having shown superior improvement for the first three quarters of this year, to reach 33% versus 40% for 2012. Now, let me move to slide 11 and comment on our development in terms of the asset structure, which remains relatively stable with 72% represented by the loan portfolio. Assets have shown a 30% growth from the year start, which is well above the market average. Both retail and corporate loan books dynamics contributed to significant assets growth, with the retail part of the book developing impressively faster than the corporate one. Loan portfolio quality, which is presented on slide 12, demonstrates strong metrics with a share of loans that are overdue more than 90 days and the loan portfolio maintaining at a healthy level of 1.2% as at the end of third quarter this year. NPLs in the corporate segment are far smaller than in retail standing and at 0.14%, backed up by our expertise in this core segment, niche concentration and specialty products, ensuring remarkable risk mitigation. Retail loans are considered riskier assets, especially given our focus on general purpose consumer loans and credit cards. And NPLs in retail book are much higher than in the corporate segment, namely 3.8% as at the third quarter end. Nevertheless, the effect of retail NPLs on total NPLs is not material due to their lower share in the total book. It's worth mentioning that retail NPLs still stand below the market average and show descending dynamics versus previous periods. In the first three quarters of this year, cost of risk remained well below 3%, with the three-quarter result fixed at 2.4%. The bank is well positioned versus competitors in terms of its cost of risk. Loss provisions ratio reached 2.7%, which is on one hand a result of the bank heading towards retail book share increase in the total loan book, and on other hand stems from conservative approach to provisioning. A cautious approach to provisioning levels ensures additional comfort over potential risks for investors of the bank, rating agencies, and the auditors. The following slide, number 13, shows the funding structure of the bank. The major part of funding comes from our retail deposits, as highlighted before, which were 128 billion Russian rubles, or roughly 40% of liabilities, and corporate deposits, which together with the retail deposits make 70% of liabilities. Deposits by corporate customers increased during the first three quarters of 2013 by 44%, partly due to the fact that new large customers, including state-owned companies, placed funds on deposit. Term corporate deposits increased faster than current accounts, opening good opportunities for the bank in terms of active incentivization of additional current deposits, and thus potentially achieving faster deposit growth in the future. Promissory notes and bonds account for over 74 billion Russian rubles, or roughly 21% of liabilities. In the first three quarters of this year, Credit Bank of Moscow closed several successful transactions in the capital markets, including subordinated and senior domestic bonds and Eurobond issues. These borrowings serve as a stable long-term funding source for the bank and evidence recognition of the bank by local and international investors. Before moving to the bank's capital development, I would like to draw your attention to slide 14 with the concentration risk level. At the end of the first three quarters of 2013, our 10 and 20 largest credit exposures accounted for 15 and 25% of the portfolio respectively, remaining rather stable over all periods of the bank's operations. Our 10 and 20 largest deposits represented 25 and 32% of the deposit portfolio respectively. The growth of concentration on the liabilities side, as already mentioned, was due to the top-tier customers attracted by the bank, which is a positive point in the long term and the evidence of our bank expanding its market presence and strategic importance. Volume of related party loans in the bank is insignificant and accounted for 1.3% of the bank's equity versus 1.1 level at the end of the previous year. Now let's move to slide 15 on the bank's capital. The bank's capitalization level is very strong, which is evidenced by the total IFRS Basel I capital adequacy ratio being 18% as at third quarter end. The principal development of the third quarter was the successful completion of the additional share issue, as mentioned by Reinhard before. This transaction resulted in a structural strengthening of our Tier 1 capital. Prior to the mentioned Tier 1 capital transaction, the Tier 2 capital base was supported by domestic subordinated bond issue, proceeds of which were reflected in the capital in March 2013, as well as the Eurobond issue included in Tier 2 capital in May this year. Net income earned by the bank in the first three quarters of 2013 was capitalized in full in line with the bank's dividend policy. Having said that, I would like to conclude that nine-month period was a real success for the bank and evidences continuation of our tangible, sustainable, and efficient growth story. Thank you for your attention, especially to the on the threshold of the Christmas and New Year holidays. On this occasion, we would like to wish you and your families happiness, well-being, good health, new remarkable achievements, and certainly success in business. Now I suggest moving to the questions and answers session. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Please note that this conference call is focused on announcement of the 2013's first 9 month financial and business results of Credit Bank of Moscow. Therefore, you are kindly requested to keep strictly to the announced topic during the Q&A session, as otherwise the bank reserves the right not to make any comments. If any participant would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the one on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the two. There will be a short pause while participants register for a question. Thank you. Our first question comes from Olga Belenkaya from Sovlink. Please go ahead with your question.
Hello. Thank you for the presentation. Could you give some clearance on my few questions? First of all, your IPO plans and the information that in January you are going to approve an additional share issue. What is the need for it now, as you say that the capitalization of the bank is really high and enough now? It's my first question.
If I may take this question here, as we always have said in the past, Credit Bank of Moscow regularly considers a range of financing alternatives to support our strong growth and our future development, which may include an IPO. No decision to proceed with a particular transaction has been made at this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then the other question about the dynamic of customer deposits in November and December. What is the situation now, taking into account some turbulence in the banking sector deposits? Could you give some comments on it?
Yes, of course. This is Vladimir Shchuber. Actually, it was disclosed November results at cbr.ru. As you saw, we have plus 4 billion Russian rubles of private deposits. In terms of this year, in terms of this month, we see a little bit higher volatility on the accounts of the clients, but at the same time, we have higher volatility on inflow at the same and at outflow of the deposits. So the situation is quite stable as we see it at this very moment.
Mm-hmm. And concerning the retail deposits, what approximately share of them are guaranteed by the agency?
Average deposit as for now is 452. It was just a few days ago we counted it, 452,000 Russian rubles. That's the average.
It's the whole number. It's the whole sum. And which part of them are below the guaranteed sum of 700,000?
Of course, there is some. We have some deposits which is higher than the guarantee level of Russian Deposit Insurance Agency, but it's not significant.
Not significant. Uh-huh. Okay. And final question is about the quality of corporate loans. Page 19 of the financial statement. I see that in the last date, 30 September of this year, there is some deterioration in the provisioning of overdue loans with some long maturity, such as 90 days, from half an year. They are covered by provisions at about 35%, while at the beginning of the year the coverage was much higher and, in my opinion, more adequate. Could you give some comments on it?
So we need more clarity. You're talking about the retail book or corporate book?
Because corporate book.
So wait, please, a second. If you talk about the corporate book, okay.
Page 19.
Oh, it might be page 21, but okay, I think that we found it. So can you please repeat the question, because I was on 19 page and it was not about the corporate. That's why we need more clarity.
Okay. Loan to corporate clients. Overdue 180 days. Impairment to gross loans as percent of the gross loans. 35.1. For overdue more than 181 to 360 days, the coverage of provisions is 35.3%, while at the beginning of the year it was something about 80-90%. What happened?
Yeah. The big part of this is leasing operations, and we changed actually, and in this quarter we changed the policy in terms of using the collateral in leasing operations. And from my memory, it was one of the main reasons why it's lower now, because before it was just like a group provisioning without using the collateral in this case, but now we did this in the third quarter actually. The result wasn't high in terms of the impact on income statement, actually.
So they are well collateralized, you mean? That's why not so much provisioning is needed?
Yeah, that's the reason. Before, we didn't take the collateral into account when we count in the provisions for the leasing operations. And after they started to be more significant in the loan book, of course, we looked at this more carefully, just decided that it's over-provisioned.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. If you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. If you wish to cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Thank you. We have a question from Mikhail Shlemov from UBS. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening. I just want to follow up on the August question on the impact on the recent turbulence in the local banking market. Given that the Nesta Bank was quite a big player in the Moscow region, what kind of impact do you see on your business? Do you see some redistribution of market share in your favor, in what products it's happening, if it is? And do you see some more competition coming from the state banks on the back of it? Thank you.
Actually, we see a little bit different situation. So we see the inflow of the clients, especially on the products which we're leading in. First of all, of course, the cash handling business, actually, and because some banks, which were also not small players on this market, just lost their licenses during the last 2 months. That's why we see the inflow. The same we see with other operations, I mean acquiring operations, post-terminals. Also, we see good inflow from our clients and new clients, of course. In terms of opening accounts, also good inflow we see for the last during the last month, actually, also. And I do not expect, really, that state-owned banks will be more active or they can take the market share from the private banks. So if the question was like this.
Yeah, great. Thank you very much for dinner.
Thank you.
Thank you once again. As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star followed by the 1 on your telephone. To cancel this request, please press the star followed by the 2. Thank you, sir. We appear to have no further questions at this time. Please continue with any further points you wish to raise. I do apologize. We have had a follow-up question from Olga Veselova from Bank of America Merrill Lynch. Please go ahead.
Thank you. I have a small question. According to RAS data, you had a nice inflow of corporate accounts in November. Is this right, and were there any one-offs last month? Thank you.
Could we just maybe more clarity on the question? I mean, the November in terms of corporate accounts.
Yeah, corporate accounts. I see there was inflow of decent inflow of corporate accounts month on month in November, according to Russian accounting standards data.
Yeah.
So it's not IFRS, which we discuss now. So maybe you can give us a quick color on that. Mm-hmm.
There are just several new clients we attracted, just like this. Actually, I just want to comment on it. So the corporate deposit base really growing year to year, month to month, because like just comparing 3 years ago, we were just very weak in terms of the corporate deposits, because the main client base in the corporate business were the retailers, and you know that normally they have only working capital, they have only like short money, and of course it wasn't a good idea just to expect that they can place big deposits. But as the bank were growing and the ratings were growing and our market share, we started to be more interest for the big companies, state-owned companies, blue chips actually. And as we mentioned in our speech before, we are attracting normally every month new clients. And actually about November, there were a very good inflow from several companies in terms of current accounts actually. Also, we started to work with them. So we see really good inflow of new clients.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Vladimir.
Thank you. We have no further questions. Please continue with your closing comments. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. This concludes today's Credit Bank of Moscow third quarter 2013 financial and business results conference call. Thanks for your participation. You may now disconnect.